This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Men's Tee Clinic in Frisco. Got the opportunity to visit with some Tolos, some new to Men's Tee, some who have already been doing Men's Tee in the break. And right now, let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I guess I got to turn my volume up, huh?
Okay. I know there's a lot to talk about from the game yesterday. I specifically wanted I had a football philosophy question for you. Obviously, it felt like the world stopped when Brandon Aubrey slipped and missed a field goal.
Oh, my so, gosh.
Do you realize I should have had three of those five field goals I predicted?
Yes, that is true. So what I was going to ask is, I know a touchdown is better, obviously, but right. Given how much the offense struggled, would you have left the Brandon Aubrey 64-yard field goal on the board? Or are you like, I need a touchdown at some point, so why not now?
Yeah, I think if it was a probably normal team and one not desperate to create points on offense, I would have left the field goal up there. But I know how they were thinking. And going like, well, okay, we're getting closer to scoring a touchdown finally. We got to go for 7. And then they get to, what, 4th and 2 at the 8 and gambled again because it could have kicked a gimme field goal. But I think that just shows you the level of desperation they were experiencing trying to score a touchdown, and that'll go to the 2nd in 2 weeks failed fake punt.
Yeah.
You know, they're just – I think that's the level of desperation they're feeling right now, knowing that they're kind of behind the eight ball and they were playing a team that is scoring points. And so, yeah, we got to steal a possession, steal a touchdown, and not play as conservative as you would have if you weren't in the midst of losing your 5th consecutive game.
Well, Mickey, the genius that is Corey Majors has come up with a segment for us. I believe tomorrow we're going to do called Ordinary World, Cowboys World, where we'll talk about all the differences between what another franchise might do versus the Cowboys.
There is nothing ordinary about this entire week.
That is for damn
right?
sure.
Just go back through the whole thing, everything that's happened, and then continues on Monday night. Not even, before the game, during the game. You can't make some of this stuff up that's been happening.
Did CeeDee have an explanation of why? And I can probably make my own assumption here, but I wonder if CeeDee had his own explanation of why he just kind of looked so out of sync last night with Cooper Rush. So there would be moments where he looked like the all-pro we know, and then there were other moments where I was like, man, what just happened there?
Yeah, and I think and it's hard to put your finger on it because, I mean, he caught 8 passes for 93 yards.
Yep.
So there were times where it looked like they were out of sync. on the interception, and I haven't had a chance to go back and look at it on a big screen, but unless that contact was before 5 yards, he got interfered with.
I believe so too, yeah.
The guy ran right into him, and there was no flag, and then immediately on the next possession for the Texans, they got an illegal contact downfield, mm-hmm. which I thought was very laughable. Now that one, you hope he could run through it, but he got stopped, and that's why the interception occurred. But I think the reason you notice that is that they're going to him so much because who else are they going to?
Schoonmaker.
Right? Yeah, they went to him 10 times, and he actually had better numbers than Dalton Schultz, believe it or not, right? And that was the first time they had to rely on him, which, by the way, so Ferguson's out by halftime, right?
Yeah.
They got 6 days between games. If you're in concussion protocol, you might be hard-pressed to get back in time for Sunday in Washington.
Jerry sounded pretty legit worried about that this morning.
Yeah.
It was like he saw him after the game, and whew.
Yeah. So again, there goes another starter, and it kind of continues to compile, and you pay for not having your guys in there as much as And I know everybody has injuries, and I get it, but these can continue to mount, including how they finish the game on the offensive line.
I'm definitely with you on that.
Do you realize if they had one more injury on the offensive line, they were out of offensive line?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'd have to take somebody from the stands,
so,
and they'd be like, all right,
you have
to
either
it.
Put a tight end
Zeke.
Out there. Zeke,
he could be the center.
He could
I've
be
seen
the
it.
Center, right?
Yeah.
He's had reps.
Maybe Trey Sigg if it was the center that went
oh,
down.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That's
but,
true.
But he's only 240 pounds. I guess a tight end. I don't know.
It's like
I
only
don't know what
10 pounds less
done.
Than Tom Rafferty.
I totally agree with you about the injuries, Mickey. I guess my concern at times is the Cowboys will fool themselves into thinking injuries are the reason for the whole season.
No, like I don't think – I don't. I think they're playing through that.
Okay.
I'm saying that, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're doing what you're supposed to do, not say, okay, we got all these injuries. But it matters. I mean, what did we talk about all week? The guys that didn't practice, the guys you're worried about, then you go out there and flop, and it's like, well, why did they – get beat so bad? Well, you got to have your guys out there, and especially when the injuries occur at the same position. Now, if it's, hard to find a positive in anything that went on, but they just signed Josh Butler off the practice squad in the 53, and they started him at left corner.
Yeah.
And I think he played well. I didn't see him get picked on the way Caleb Carson was.
Yeah.
And then you got to put McQuamu in the slot, seriously? And at some point that stuff catches up with you. But again, the weird thing was if they had kept the field goal from 64 yards, there was 4:16 left in the third, and it would have been a 20-13 game. And then look what happened to the finish. Right?
Yeah.
You're that close, but you're not good enough to overcome either, if you call it a bad decision, bad plays, bad, a block here or there. I mean, they had 4th-and-2 at the 8 and incomplete pass. I went back and thought about it, and the Texans had 4th-and-1 at the 10 and ended up scoring a touchdown 3 plays later. Those are the things that separate the game. The good team was able to capitalize in that situation. The Cowboys can't seem to get over that hump.
Is Zach Martin's body
breaking down?
Hold on by a thread.
Well,
it feels
it's almost like it was another ankle, so that was both ankles and the shoulder. And now it's a short week. He might just need to take a week, right? try to get healthy. I mean, he's trying to play through it. You know, when they came out, you know, for whatever introductions or however they run out, you know, he's leading the team out, running full speed onto the field. You know, it's like, well, God bless him, because I know he's hurting, but he's playing through it, which is rather remarkable. But, yeah. And then, you know, and now it's, you know, you're going to play three games in 11 days.
Yeah.
So it doesn't get any easier, and you're not getting any healthier. And you're, you know, and then we overlook the fact that, you know, and I know this was going on before, but Dak Prescott's out for the year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just kind of continues to, you know, and I bet if you went back and, you know, checked out what we talked about after all these games, it's same song, next verse.
Yeah, it was the kind of, I guess, the Zach Martin whiff on Tim Settle, where he buried Cooper Rush like he was Jimmy Hoffa at the old Meadowlands. That was unbelievable. Like, I'm not saying that Settle did anything wrong, but man, did he take Cooper Rush down.
Yeah, and then, you know, and that takes a toll, too, when you're getting beat up like that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Quarterback, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know, at times, you know, he stood in there, but you know, a lesser man loses his nerve and starts looking around like, okay, where's the next hit coming from? And that's when your quarterback's in trouble if he ever starts doing that. And he, you know, kind of hung in there until the goofy knocked the ball out of his hands. Guyton recovers it, and I don't know where he thought he was going.
That's the second week in a row. Do you think this week in the limited
they're
going to
have practice on? Okay,
offensive
lineman,
fall on the ball. Right? Yes,
tried to run with it. It's like, no, what are you doing?
I feel like they're not explaining it the way I was explained as a former pitcher in rundowns, and I will take out all the cuss words because there were plenty of them. Get out of the rundown. Like, we do have to go cover a base. They do not want the pitcher tracking down the runner. They're just like, give it to the infielders as fast as you can.
You know, I would it would be nice to see this week, or funny actually, because they do a drill when they do kind of special teams and individual drills, well, where they'll line up and they'll roll a ball and the guy's got to go and try to recover it on the run, right? Well, maybe they just need to throw it out there and teach the offensive lineman to dive on it. You're not going anywhere, especially in that cluster, right? But, you know, what do you chalk it up to? Being a rookie, being over-anxious, trying to do something that you're probably not capable of doing, but you're trying?
Yeah.
You know, but, yeah, and then that, you know, and there, that turns out to be the crushing touchdown.
Do you think that the sheet metal falling from the top of the stadium was, you know, kind of emblematic of what a piece of sheet season this has been?
Very good. Very good.
What, is that too far? That might have been too far. The men's tea clinic people, they approve.
Someone pointed out, and I give him credit for this, that the metal made the way into the end zone faster than the Cowboys have since the Baltimore game.
Yeah.
I like how Mickey said somebody out there.
Yeah.
Gave him a, that's, hey, Mickey, somebody.
I'm not going to give him credit for it, okay?
Yeah.
But that's the.
It was Mickey Magnola that said that.
That's the week that was, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, it's the next week, but it started last week when, you know, Micah's, whatever he said after the game, getting misinterpreted and all the other stuff that took place during the week, and then that happens. It's like, seriously, seriously. But again, you know, you can't make this stuff up. It's happening, and they're paying a significant price right now for it.
Thank you very much, good sir. We will catch up with you again tomorrow.
All right. I'll still be here.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
Mickey Spagnuolo. Well, you know what? Actually, that is a great segue because Corey has news about one NFL exec who will not be there anymore.
The New York Jets have now fired GM Joe Douglas, according to ESPN sources. So Robert Saleh gone. Now Douglas is gone. Is that going to be a complete like overhaul of that franchise? Is it time to go ahead and pluck at their fire sale?
Okay. Here's all I want to know,
in the
though.
Offseason.
Saleh and Douglas, where were they on the Aaron Rodgers issue?
I have no clue.
Because if Douglas, for some reason, was like, do not bring Aaron Rodgers in, then I think he should keep his job.
There's no way that Saleh was against it.
Yeah.
Because Saleh was like, look, I know I got everything I need but a quarterback. So, yes, please bring me a quarterback because Zach Wilson ain't it.
Yeah.
But Douglas was the guy that, you know, that pulled the trigger on that deal and worked very hard to make it happen. So that makes a lot of sense. It was just kind of a matter of time, but that team needed to win something. And I don't think it's going to for the rest of the season. So the GMs get fired all the time.
Need them to win two or three more games.
Yeah. GMs get fired all the time, Kevin.
Got to
make
sure that Genty's there at number two.
No, I don't want to draft Ashton Genty at number two.
I'll do it.
Will you?
Three.
Yeah.
Okay.
If it's the second pick, the answer's no. Third pick?
Maybe.
You can't pass up.
Can't deny.
See, I can already see the hype. We got number two overall pick, Ashton Genty. Trey Lance was number three.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh,
line
my
line it up,
God.
Dude. Line what, up. We don't need what, number one
Yeah,
picks.
What pick was Barry Sanders?
Was he number three?
I just know it went
he was
Aikman,
three or
Mandarich,
four.
And then did it go Sanders? You can't pass up on.
It was Sanders, Thomas Sanders, right?
Yeah, you can't pass up on Barry at three.
Nothing there.
Okay. Yeah, what happened with the Tony Mandarich pick? I don't know. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here. 105.3 The
Clinic.
Fan. That's true. Live from Men's T Clinic in North Frisco off of El Dorado. Coming up next.
$25. What's your deal? How are you not here right now?
I am
Men's
here
T
right
Clinic?
Now. I am literally here right now.
Yeah, take advantage of this.
Are you saying other people?
And they're giving, like, stuff away, too.
Do you want me to elaborate on that?
You can, you know, I mean, mystery giveaways.
Okay, they have their own ticket giveaways. There's complimentary Pure B12 injections for all patients, complimentary in-body scan. Got all kinds of offers happening at Men's Tea. Coming up next, AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus be careful who you joke about next on The Fan.
The veteran, Rob. Oh, it's a fake punt. Anger throws the ball out to Wanye Thomas, and he caught the ball, but short of the first down.
Wow.
It sounded really optimistic for a minute there when Brad's like, they caught the ball. Well short of the first down. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live from Men's Tea Clinic in Frisco off of El Dorado. If you want to come out and see us, by the way, core pricing for one day for all patients. That means savings like 50% on performance injections and discounts across all MTCs. So you got some game-changing offerings happening out here at Men's Tea Clinic. And right now, it's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. We got the question of the day and more coming up here in just a second. But guys, I made a shocking realization earlier this morning that I just have to share with you.
There's
so it's kind
of
crazy. Think about it. It makes a lot of sense. Adult dancers do not have AC units in their houses. Only fans. Anyways, it's time for the question of the day, 877-881-1053.
Did you come up with that on your own?
Yes, oh, and I'm very proud of it.
That's all you, right?
Yes.
You didn't read that on the internet?
Nope.
Decide to say that on the air,
mm-hmm.
huh?
It's an OnlyFans account.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Did you run that by anybody first,
Alex? Yeah.
This is just all me. I ran it by Carter, and he promptly threw a little basketball right at my gut. So I figured that meant, okay, it worked. It got the desired reaction. So
I like your take on social cues, man. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks,
man.
Yeah, so next time someone throws a basketball at me, I'm going to know, okay, I did something right. But the Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorney text line is 877-881-1053. Twitch and YouTube want to hear from you as well. The question of the day is tough because there's two holidays on the calendar today that I'm very passionate about. One of them is National Carbonated Beverage with Caffeine Day.
Oh.
And then the other one is National Play Monopoly Day. So I'm going to go with the latter here. Question of the day is, what is your all-time favorite board game?
Ooh, that is a good question.
I'll answer first. None of them.
You're not a board game guy?
Is that because you get mad?
Hate them.
Why?
Takes too long.
What do you have to do? You're just...
Stuff. I'd rather shoot baskets. I'd rather throw batting practice. I'd rather be on the Peloton. I think board games are miserably boring.
I understand.
I always liked the game of life. I thought that was fun.
I never played it.
It's fun.
Really? Was it kind of like life?
I mean, they put a lot of pressure on you to have a family and stuff. And so if you're not at that point in your life, maybe you're like, hey, why don't you back up board game?
So
I know I spun a five, but I can have kids whenever I want.
It was kind of trying to get the American way of life.
Oh, man, it definitely, you need to have kids. You need to go to college. Like, if you went to a trade school, that game will probably frown on you.
See, that's kind of why I like Chutes and Ladders, because
there's no skill involved.
No skill at all, but it is like life. Life, really, a lot of things, sometimes there's no skill involved. You just get dealt a bad hand every once in a while, and you go down the chute, and then you keep climbing back up the ladder, and then you go down the chute every once in a while. So every once in a while, that's the way that it happens. Do card games count?
It's
not a board game.
It's
a board
game. It's not a board game. I do like cards. Don't like boards.
What's that, Alec?
That's not a board game. I can't go with it.
All right, then.
You know what I found out
Jumanji.
For my wife?
Ooh.
This is probably a bad idea because my mother-in-law listens, but everybody in that family has told me that my mother-in-law is a perpetual cheater.
At what game?
At, like, all of the board and card games.
Why?
I haven't seen that happen just yet.
She's good at
Every it. Person in the family has been like, oh, yeah.
Because she's good.
Cheats.
Yeah.
Don't let her be the banker. They got all kinds of tips. They're like, you watch out. She will cheat.
Yeah, I always enjoy Monopoly. I have a very good strategy in Monopoly. What's that?
Buy.
Yeah, but it's certain areas. You don't like. Yeah, you want to buy the boardwalk, but eventually you're trying to get up to boardwalk. You're not trying to like level those out immediately. You want to get long strips of land. All right, so you want to get like the purples and the orange, the Tennessees and New Yorks, and then the Indianas. You want that little corner right there is what you really want because people got to go through there and they're gonna have to pay you.
Do you ever get flattered by the community chest cards? Like when they said that you won second place in a beauty contest? Are you like, I could.
Is that winning? When you finish second place, you don't win second place.
You're the first runner up.
I don't know. That's finishing second is what I call that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair.
First place loser. For me, I kind of do think I haven't played a board game in forever, but I would go Monopoly, but I'll go even more specific. Growing up, I had a version of Monopoly that was Star Wars The Clone Wars.
Ooh,
and it just had all the locations from the show that I grew up watching. So I thought it was that much more fun. And for some reason, I had a way better success rate when I played that version of the game. Like, we had a Shrek one that, like, it felt like my sister was just way too good at growing up. I'm like, this makes no sense. It's the same game, but just different colors and different places. How are you so much better at this one? And I was just naturally better at the Star Wars one. So, I think that would be my favorite.
Yeah, the checkers, good option too, because chess is complicated.
Chinese or domestic?
Both. Okay. The Chinese checkers board is really beautiful, right? Because of all the marbles.
It really is.
It's a really well laid out thing. My grandmother.
That's how I learned it too.
Yeah, my grandma. She had like a. It was a wooden box, and it was this like really cool setup. And she would just destroy us in that game because she didn't have anything else to do but sit around and play that game against herself all day. I had to go to school. I was in elementary
so
school.
Rude.
And she's no longer with us. She was a wonderful woman.
Yeah,
but she was really good at it.
Is your grandma?
Mm-hmm.
You're 40 years old. How many people have grandparents that are alive that are 40-something years old?
On my mom's side, both my grandfather and grandmother are still with us. They're 90-something. So
good for
them. Adrian's grandma is going to turn 95 in like 6 days.
Hey. What else is there on this AM on the FM?
Oh,
I'm bored talking about these board games.
All right. Oh, I see what you did there. I got to read some from the Tolos first. Let's see.
Do you have any other stripper jokes?
I could think of a few. From the 972, I think Mike played too much Risk. But from the 214, Risk domination. And Checkers. Yeah. From the 214, Candyland, when I was like four, that was cool. Yeah.
I play that with Lucy a lot.
Yeah.
She loves Candyland.
It's so simple. Again, no skill involved whatsoever. You just play the game that it, the way that it tells you to, and you're probably going to end up mad 90% of the time. From the 940, Clue or Monopoly. Lots of Risk coming in, but I see Scrabble. That was one that I didn't learn to appreciate until I got to like high school, and I was forced to play it against my will in one of my classes, and I was like, oh, this is kind of fun.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, it was for a grade. It was like you showed up to class, you need a participation grade. Yeah. I mean, I needed to pass. Like, I was in athletics and everything, so I was like, if I take a zero on a participation grade, I'm going to get in trouble. I have to do bear crawls after practice. I'm not doing that. So, you know, I've kind of figured out it's kind of fun. I can't lie. It's slept on. But you got to mature a little bit because as a kid, you're not, again, you don't want skill being involved when you're like 12 years old. But when you get to like 15, 16, you're like, okay, you know, I'm in AP classes and taking some of those dual credit classes. So I know big words. So I can kind of hang now, especially because my sister was just like a genius growing up. So I'm like, I'm not playing these games that involve skill. I'm not going to win.
Have you ever played Settlers of Catan? Have you ever played that game before?
I've not.
Mike looks so beaten by this. He's like,
I'm sorry.
God, these nerds.
Mike, why don't you go get
outside,
go back?
Throw a baseball, touch grass.
972, go Men's Tea. I will answer the phone right now.
Hey, Mike,
North
I do
Frisco,
have
El Dorado Parkway.
I do have something that'll make you laugh because this is something that came up. I don't remember if it was my TikTok feed or Twitter last night, but you saw the news that Inside the NBA is going to be licensing itself to ESPN. It's going to be aired on there coming up here next year. So there's a whole weird relationship going on there. But, you know, in the broadcast world, there's some people who don't think of ESPN too kindly. This was Inside the NBA a few years ago when they had a late night post game show, and you could tell that some of the just unsettled thoughts and intrusive thoughts were starting to come out because a joke was made about who they're going to be streaming on next year.
Why wouldn't you go to ESPN? I don't, wait, why wouldn't you go to ESPN?
They're not going
to
work me like a dog.
I'm just saying.
Hey, the things that happen on this show.
ESPN 1, 2, 3, ESPN News, ESPN U, ESPN Radio, and then come up with that little puny
trick. ESPN Departure.
I'm telling you.
Nothing good happens after 1:15 in the morning.
ESPN Departure. They have me on ESPN Departure and say, move. Me in Grassy. Oh, dear. La Machacha, Emilito, and
hey, you have been working on it, haven't you? Thank you, Rosetta Stone.
So this was like 4 or 5 years ago.
Sorry, yeah, like the phone started ringing.
I hope
think
if they
Mike,
asked, oh, it actually worked. To Mike Bassick.
Yeah, that's amazing. The power of promo.
He just got up and walked over.
I know, I can see. I saw him video. That's great timing. But I played something catered to Mike, and he gets up and leaves. Look at that.
I mean,
but
sorry.
Isn't that ironic that just a few years later, I know they're not going to be employed by ESPN. They're still going to be
that
under the
funny,
Turner
though.
Group and everything. But that's not the only time they've done this either. They made plenty of, you know, getting worked like a dog at ESPN jokes before. But it's like, hey, guess what? Your show's going to be streaming on their networks next year because your company is poor.
That is true. They have like 8,000 different roles over there whenever they start. You know, you're going to be a reporter, and now you're reporting on 50 different teams. You're flying all over the place, and then you're anchoring a show, and you're doing this and that, too. It's chaos.
Yeah, Jason Kelsey's finding that out the hard way. It feels like every time I turn on ESPN, he's in a studio, he's at some stadium. Like, there's so many different things that they're having him do, which, I mean, it makes sense. He's a big draw right now. He's a big pull. So, but it feels like you see these guys all over the place. Shams, it's like he's tweeting out videos from 14 different shows every day. I'm like, what? Yeah. I can't keep up with all this. So I just thought that was funny that it popped back up. It's like, hey, might want to cut those jokes out just a little bit now because they're going to help pay for your show.
Now, just what's happening right now, Alec, is Mike is on the phone, and the first question I heard audibly was, hey,
where do you live?
Where do you live? And I just, I'm totally. And
he's talking on the phone, so he said he would do it.
Yeah.
And that's Mike right there delivering, making sure that he's taking care of Men's Tea Clinic.
I want Mike to be my custom voicemail message whenever I don't pick up the phone. Wanted to be like, hey, fart knocker. He's not available right now. Try again. What's your deal?
Mean, he is bad mouthing board games, too. I did hear part of that.
Oh,
so
that's not fun. I guess that means my time's up.
All right. There you go. There's AM on the FM right here on 105 Through the Fan. Look, we're live at Men's Tea Clinic in North Frisco off of El Dorado, where Mike might answer the phone. Mike might just stay up at the counter and help you when you show up. There are any number of things that can happen.
He's made of many talents.
He is. And all kinds of great deals here today. Coming up next, Mike is coming back so he can potentially say something about Men's Tea or badmouth Alec. I'm not sure.
One of those two for sure.
Yeah, agreed.
That was Nathan who called in. He's 24.
What up, Nate?
If you're 24, most likely your testosterone is flowing like the Mississippi River. So you're probably pretty good there. But he liked the board game stuff because he likes board games. So, Alec,
let's go.
He called in. Nathan, congratulations for calling in. Congratulations for talking to me. And coming up next,
it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Why did the Bengals hate Joe Burrow? Man. Next on the Fan.
Fourth and two, Burrow. Deep shot, Higgins is open. Got it. Touchdown, Cincinnati. Right back in it.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. Live at Men's Tea in Frisco off of El Dorado. And right now,
tell me,
it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some Gridiron Gravy. Gridiron Gravy brought to you by Rhino Shield. Why paint your house when you can shield your home? Visit rhinoshieldtx.com. Now, my question is,
they need to shield the roof last night.
Yes, they did. Why did the Bengals hate Joe Burrow, and why does Ja'Marr Chase hate the Bengals?
I don't think that's a thing. What do you explain this to
me? Yeah.
Well, he might at least hate Zach Taylor. So Ja'Marr.
Oh, he definitely hates Zach Taylor. That's a fact.
So Ja'Marr Chase is continually asked about, you know, struggles and usage. And he said, once again on Sunday, ask Zach, ask the coaches, don't ask me. That's my job. He went on to say, I play football on the field. I don't call plays for us, you know, so I can't really do nothing.
That's right. I mean, man, when you're at that point and you're saying stuff like that, you're fed up with the guys that are coaching your team.
I think the tough thing is the Bengals now have to win out. And I don't think they will.
Like the Cowboys.
True. Same. The Cowboys do have to win out. If the Cowboys win out, I think they can make the playoffs. And
I agree
with the Bengals. And I don't think either one will. But I would give the Bengals an edge over the Cowboys in winning out, even though I don't think either one will.
Yeah,
I agree with you there.
What a waste.
Now, for Joe Burrow, this statistic I found amazing. Joe Burrow has lost three games this season in which he's thrown for three or more touchdown passes, 300-plus yards, with zero interceptions. That's the most losses for any quarterback in a season in the Super Bowl era. They've played 11 games, and he's already had three amazing games that they've lost all of them. No quarterback's ever done that, and it's been 11 games. Why did the Bengals hate Joe Burrow?
I don't think that they hate him. I think that they're just not talented. This is very much like the Andrew Heaney stat that we were talking about, where they couldn't get him a win, whatever. So he's at here, guys. Their defense is terrible. Their defense is just atrocious.
Well, I look at it and just look at the 11th pick in the draft here and go, they have to take an offensive lineman.
Yeah. For Cincinnati, you mean? I gotcha.
I know. We're having technical issues in our ear. We don't know if it's going over the air.
It's fine. We'll keep going. All right. I'm going to move these off my ear. We're going to keep going. All right. Next thing I got for you on Gridiron. Did you know that the Bengals-Cowboys game will not and cannot be flexed out?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Because of the Simpsons.
They're too good at what they do.
I agree with that. But as Mike would say, the Bart Simpson show, Jay Morrison of SI.com is saying that the game isn't eligible to be moved because of the artwork, voiceovers, and other work that has already been done for the alternate broadcast. So it's not that you can't move it because the Cowboys are so good or the Bengals are so good or that matchup is so intriguing. No. You can't move it because they've already put in a lot of work for the Simpsonizing of the game.
Now, the alternate broadcast, is that going to be on an alternate station?
Correct.
Okay.
That's not your only option.
Then that's going to be the way that it is. Like, that's the one you have to watch it on, right? That's the one that you have to check out because that's the entertainment for you.
That's a good point. I was going to say if it's a game I didn't care about, but I guess at that point the Cowboys probably won't be mathematically able to make the playoffs.
You might smile in that game.
That's true.
You might have a smile during that one. Even Bengals fans might smile. They're in a bad way this year, too.
I'm pretty sure I know the answer. If you watch that whole game Simpsonized, Mike, would that be more than you've ever seen The Simpsons in your entire life?
Yeah, so 3 hours?
Yeah.
Because he only watched that one episode. It was Homer at the Bat, right?
That is the best episode.
And he
hates Daryl Strawberry?
Yeah.
And he hates that episode.
It's fine. I can't. I mean, they played a game and they tried to rig it.
They did.
Was it the old man tried to rig it?
Yes, Mr. Burns.
All right.
Excellent.
He didn't like the joke when Don Mattingly shaved half his head and he goes, I can't get rid of those sideburns. And he goes, I still like him better than Steinbrenner.
That's great.
Then Ken Griffey Jr.'s head gets all big.
That's my favorite part.
It's like there's a party in his mouth and everybody's invited.
They said that?
That's what Ken Griffey Jr. said when he drank that fizzy pop or whatever it was.
From the donut store?
What?
Never mind.
All right, let's go.
Next topic.
Yeah. Let's go.
There's a donut store in there.
From that to, are you talking about the donuts they sell at the Quickie Mart?
Lard Lad? Yeah, I guess
okay,
so.
Okay, yeah. Okay. The Ravens have said they're not going to consider moving on from Justin Tucker, even though he's not good at kicking the football anymore. Now, he missed two field goals in the two-point loss to the Steelers. John Harbaugh came out and said, what do you want me to do? We're screwed.
He did.
No, what he actually said was, quote, the best option right now is to get Justin back on point because he's fully capable of doing it. We certainly haven't lost any confidence in Justin Tucker. Well, think about what a just factually inaccurate statement that is. We have to get Justin back on point, but we haven't lost any confidence in him. It feels like you've lost some confidence in him if you say you need to get him back on point.
Well, I would say, Kevin, I understand what you're saying. The words that he said feel contradictory, but they keep putting him out there for these 50-plus yard field goals.
They do.
So they haven't lost confidence because they're like, yeah, we can make it. But he definitely is not what he's been in the past.
Agreed.
Supremely accurate from there. And my thing is, I don't know who fixes that. I don't know. Is there a Tom House for kickers? What is it?
At his age, probably not.
Maybe. I mean, he still has the distance, though. He still has the distance. It's just not, it's not as straight as you want it to be.
It feels like Tucker is going to miss a field goal with very little time left on the clock in the playoffs, and that's going to be his last kick ever. He's a Hall of Famer. He's a great kicker, and it's going to be just unfortunate if that ends his career, is that there's a 51-yarder to send it to overtime or win the game, and he misses it, and the Ravens are out of the playoffs, and everybody's like, Justin Tucker stinks. And like, he's literally one of the five greatest field goal kickers of all time.
Do you think Maybe it's a question for now. You know what? I'm going to ask it now. Do you think Brandon Aubrey will go down as one of the five greatest field goal kickers of all time?
How much he needs to do it for another decade?
Probably.
And the Cowboys. How old is he? Is he young enough that he can do it for 10 more years easily?
I think so.
I'm not sure. Okay. But also, the Cowboys have cost him 260-plus-yard field goals already. One because of a penalty, and one because they were like,
"We made it."
A 67-yarder and a 64-yarder.
Yeah.
Hey, when they were on the Cowboys 48, I was trying to do the math. I was like, "Why not kick it?"
Yes.
They went for it on fourth down or whatever and got sacked. I was like, "You should have just tried a 70. This would have been it."
Mm-hmm.
Like, this would have been the 70-yard attempt, right? Where do you need to be? If you're at the 50, that would be a 67, 68. So if you're at the 48, you're 48. That gives you the chance for the 70-yarder.
That's true.
There's no
I was honestly pumped up, I think. I can't remember. There's maybe one player that's like, disappointed that they were, like, at midfield and they completed a ball. It's like, dang it, I wanted to see a long 60-something-yard field goal.
Do you want, like, a penalty after that to move him back?
Yeah, I'm just like, I want to try a 70-yard field goal.
Yes.
Not me, but I want Aubrey to.
I would love. How far do you think you'd get it on a 70-yard field goal?
I want to go out and try what you guys try. Just don't want to fly to Oxnard and watch guys jog around and do absolutely nothing.
Okay.
But I want to. I would like to try... not from the 25, I guess, from the 15. I wonder if I could make one from the 15-yard line, which would be a 25-yard field goal.
I say no.
You're probably right.
We went for the 10.
It seems easy, right?
Then you go out there and you're easy, like, and they're like, I can kick the ball far. Can I get any elevation on it?
I don't. You mean like it'll roll far?
No, like it will go far in the air. It will just. Did you see my punt? I kicked it more than 30
yards.
The
punt is easier for it to go further.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That you can kick it far, but not up.
Yeah, but, I'm a line. No, you're saying that from the ground, like on a tee.
Yes.
You can't kick it far.
I can.
If you don't get elevation, gravity is going to take a hold of that ball very quickly, and it's going to go to the ground. Now, it could roll far.
Mm-hmm. No, but I'm saying, like, my kick definitely would have gone through if the uprights were 1 inch off the ground. So I'm saying it had the distance. We just had no height.
Yeah, it just didn't happen.
Except for that one when I just missed it by 1 yard.
When you tried to
fly. Why don't we show that video more? Because I still missed, probably. By the way, I wanted to throw this out there. Matthew Stafford has passed Ben Roethlisberger for 8th on the all-time passing yardage list. He's also 10th on the all-time passing touchdown list, just ahead of Eli Manning. So you've got another one in Matthew Stafford. I'm not saying he can't make the Hall of Fame, but you'll never view him as like an all-time great, right, despite these statistical achievements?
No, but Hall of Fame kind of makes you all-time great. It just is.
Okay, yeah, like, that's fair.
Like, I know it's a different sport, but Barry Larkin's an all-time great. He's a Hall of Famer, but we don't really put Barry Larkin in the category of, like, greatest shortstops of all time. But he is a Hall of Famer, which makes it very rare, and I think Matthew Stafford will be a Hall of Fame quarterback. But this sounds bad, but a lower-level Hall of Fame quarterback.
Oh, yeah. No, I absolutely think about a Hall of Fame of the Hall of Fame. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, Mike asks all the football questions live from Men's Tee in Frisco on 105.3 The Fan.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.